We are back from recess. We're still waiting on that, but we'll go ahead and get started while we're waiting. We have Rockaway Water Weed Control Eradication.
Good morning, gentlemen. Jonas Argus, Executive Director, Taney County Partnership, and with me today is Edie Round, representing the Board of Aldermen for the City of Rockaway Beach. Appreciate your time. I'll let Edie kind of give a little bit of the background of the project. We've obviously Rockaway Beach is a member of the partnership along with Empire District Electric. I kind of got involved just this week as been kind of keeping track along on the sidelines of how this project has progressed, but we're coming to a point where the timeline is critical, and they're a little bit short on the funding that's required to get the weed eradication treated for this summer. So I'll just let Edie give you some more background, and we'll be happy to answer any questions and provide more details.
Thank you. I appreciate you letting me speak with you today. We began looking at this project last year. And, of course, you guys are aware that Rockaway Beach is a resort community. And as a new alderman, I was trying to understand more about the needs of our community. A lot of the feedback I was getting was the negative impact of the weeds from the lake. We have so few resorts going now, and some of the owners were saying that they would have people come into town, see the lake, and literally leave. And so we realized as a group that the problem needed to be addressed. We weren't sure how to go about it. There were a lot of different thoughts. In trying to understand the problem, I was able to meet with the Missouri Department of Conservation, with Mr. David Casoletto, who is with the Watershed District, and Mr. Hal Vandegrift with Empire District. What they told me, because I did not understand, I was under the impression that all this on the lake was algae. And they made it clear that what it was water weeds that grew at a rapid pace, and it was apparently 3 to 4 different types of species, and the only viable option for taking care of the issue was the application of herbicides. And so we began looking at that. We started looking at what needed to be treated. I have a map right here that shows. Okay, you saw this, had this printed out map, and it shows the 25 acres that are the worst part. That's what we really need treated. And of course, we've had discussion about we do need, plant there, plant life for fish and that type of thing, and I understand that, but the problem is that it's out of control. I mean, we have to look at a management, not an eradication approach, but we do need to do some kind of management. I don't know that we have any other option to be able to keep our town growing and viable. And so that's why we've asked for additional funds. I have a list of donations we received. We've got a number of people who've been involved in donating. It's important to them to have this done for their businesses. The other thing is that concerns me is that whenever you attempt to sell a piece of property and have someone view it and they're seeing the lake looking so bad, it's difficult to sell.
Do you have a total cost of what it was going to cost to...
Our total cost is to treat the 25 acres is approximately $16,000.
$16,000.
Yes. And with what we have in the bank and what we have committed, we have approximately 10.
Yeah. I see that you have the Missouri Conservation Commission here, and I assume that you've spoken with them about those herbicides or
yes,
sprays. I'm just going to use a simple word of spray too, because there's so many different kinds that you can apply to pond water or other things that doesn't kill the fish or have any effects to protection of water quality to the people that are there. There's, I know that in this mass area, I know that in larger lakes where they've had weed problems, they've used those big carp that they put in there, but they're contained, and they eat it up in a short period of time. I mean, it's unbelievable how fast they eat those water weeds up. That may just be a certain species, but they put them in all different kinds of ponds and things to clean them up. Application: how do you spray this stuff on the water?
From what I'm understanding, it's there are two different types of chemicals they'll use. One is called diquat, and the other is called. I have a printout from the internet that gives some information about the types of chemicals that they use. Diquat has been used, from what I understand, a number of years. This one is called Reward or Weed Citrine D. It's basically copper. It's my understanding they work in conjunction, that the diquat isn't always sufficient, and with the addition of the copper, then it will, you know, work more efficiently. What I'm told is that the point is to apply it to the weeds so that they're to the base of the weeds so that they die in place. I'd asked about the type or amount of biomass that the weed killing would cause, and what I'm told is that water plants don't have as much biomass as you are, you know, obviously as a land plant. And so the goal with the treatment is to have them die in place where they're at. We've talked about mechanical removal. That doesn't seem to be a good option. What I understand is the weeds will break off. The bits of them will float further down, take root, makes the problem worse. And obviously I'm not an expert. I've tried to understand as best I can, and of course, you know, the representatives here with the conservation department can tell better about how this works. But I can tell you that I have looked this up, and what I'm told, it sounds like it would be a really good option to look at.
And from my understanding, this is not a new form of treatment for the lake. I mean, obviously Empire Electric has been doing this for some time. I'm not going to claim to know how long, but this is not a one-off or first attempt just for the city of Rockaway Beach. It's an ongoing treatment that's been in place. And Mr. Austin and Mr. Bush are here to answer any questions if you'd like as well.
My understanding of, like, the copper sulfate is what it is, more than likely, and it takes all the oxygen out of that area. It won't kill the fish. And you guys might know more about it.
What we're talking about is an active. Is it okay if I speak from here?
Yeah,
no,
well,
you can. We've got a microphone.
Yeah, go ahead and come up here if you don't mind.
And we're on the air.
Unless you know, don't want me to put on the spot.
Just announce your name and what position.
My name is Andy Austin. I'm the Southwest Fisheries Regional Supervisor for the Missouri Department of Conservation, regional office in Springfield. And I have with me Shane Bush, who is the fisheries management biologist headquartered in Branson. He has management responsibility on Lake County Como. What we're talking about is the different kind of herbicides and their active ingredients. So the diquat is an active ingredient that's contained in these brand name herbicides. Comine is a copper-based herbicide. It's not copper sulfate, but essentially the active ingredient is similar. The chemical itself does not take oxygen out of the water. It's the decomposition process. As the chemical kills the plants, those plants get processed by the lake. Part of that process takes oxygen out of the water, and If it's, when it's done correctly, it's not an issue.
Right, yeah, there's no harm.
Yeah.
When, like you said, when it's done correctly in the correct amounts.
Right.
Yeah. And diquat, my understanding of diquat is it's kind of like a glyphosate. Does it not have to go through the plant itself and then get into it to kill it, or is it, you had said something about injecting it.
It's a contact herbicide, okay. So the way Empire did it last year was they injected it into the water, under the water, and it dispersed in the water column and killed the plants.
Okay.
So there's different formulations of many of these herbicides. Some are liquids that are either sprayed out on the surface or injected into the water, and then there's some herbicides that are in a pelleted form that sink to the bottom and have a more localized effect. You mentioned grass carp. In certain situations, they're very effective. Lake Taneycomo, with the water that flows through, the grass carp being a riverine species, tend to want to go where the water's flowing, and they probably would not stay in the lake to provide the localized control that is needed here. Another issue with grass carp and the main species of plant that we're talking about, which is curly-leaf pondweed, is that it's kind of low on their palatability scale. They'll eat a lot of other things before they start munching on curly-leaf pondweed.
One thing about this treatment is it's going to be done by professionals that Midwest Lake Management, they do this for a living. In fact, Empire Electric hired them last year to spray around Empire Park to try to treat some of the vegetation there. And I think that's where this idea came, to expand it up to Rockaway Beach this year. So they're going to do that again at Empire as well as Rockaway. They're coming down June 2nd to do those treatments. And these guys, I think we could vouch for them. They know their stuff. They're going to, with every aquatic herbicide, there's label instructions that you have to follow. You can't exceed the dosage amounts on those labels by law. They're going to stay within those to get the best possible kill of the plants possible. Also on each label, it has water use restrictions that I think you were hinting to earlier, and I can't say 100% on the chemicals that they are going to treat with, but most of these don't have any fishing or swimming or water use restrictions after application. So we'll have to check on the names of those chemicals in that letter that Jeff sent you to me, but I'm pretty sure that they don't.
The third-party vendor that he's referring to was part of the ease of the some concerns for the city of Rockaway. They're able to piggyback off the contract with Empire to collaborate and just get their area treated at the same time, and hence the timeline. And obviously, I think the way I understand it is there's a certain time period in the growth cycle of this plant that's most effective when treated, and that's what we're coming up on, and that's kind of where we're at.
What is that timeline exactly? Here's our problem. We can't just do it today. We have sent it to our attorney. They're going to have to write up an agreement of some sort, whether it be an intergovernmental agreement or something else. There is statutes that allow us to do this type of thing, and that's kind of what we ask for now. So it says that, we can, Section 67.303 RSMO empowers the County Commission to engage in activities designed for the purpose of promoting the development economic growth within its county. And there's another statute that allows us to do a cooperative agreement or contract for a common service. So there is the ability to do it, but we still have to go through the proper process of getting those agreements made, signed, looked over. My only other concern would be, does it need to go out for bid because of the amount?
Well,
and I don't know the answer to that.
I think if they've already got I would be relying on Empire's involvement. I mean, this is part of their responsibility also. It is their lake, it is their water that we're working with. The liability part of it is my concern, as I voiced earlier, the impact of localized This is a resort area we're talking about, and the swimming area. The way that I would approach this is the safety issue of this being in the water in the around boat docks and swimming and everything else. As we know and have drove by, somebody swim out there and get tangled up in that weed underneath the surface. We have a safety issue that needs to be addressed also. So there's a couple different issues that as the county commission, and like it says on here, we can help out in these things would be a liability. I would need to know about as much. I need some literature on the health hazards of the chemical that's been put in there, and I'm basing the help of this on the economic part of it for the city of Rockaway and the safety is the two things. And the county needs to either have them present us with some paperwork that they have so that our attorney can draw up something off of it also. I'm sure they have it or they wouldn't have already applied it on Lake Taneycomo.
Yeah, the labels are actually probably available on the internet. We could print those this afternoon and give them to you. And on the label it has use restrictions of the water after application. So.
And those use restrictions are geared towards public use safety.
Boating.
So if it's drinking water, if it's full contact recreation, if it's watering for livestock, I mean, those are addressed at the label. And if we know what the vendor will be applying as far as brands, each brand has a label, and that could provide you the information that I believe you're asking for.
Yeah, the MSDS label pretty much tell you anything you want on it, but my concern is not that as much as because it is going to be covered, like you said. It's already been done by Empire. They're not going to put something that's not safe. My concern goes back to time frame, and then we have to be able to do it legally in the time frame that we need. So when is the optimum ending?
Well, they're planning on treating the second, right?
I could speak to that kind of generally in that with the application we're talking about how effective is going to be. So if you apply now, it's not at the time when this plant is putting its reproductive capability out there.
Okay.
So you killed the plants, and whatever plant dies is not being able to reproduce. Waiting to the point where that has already occurred, where they put their reproductive structures out, you'll kill the plant, but it's already set itself for the next season. And that's the battle that's being fought here, is that you can kill the plant, but there's a robust, call it seed source, it's not exactly a seed, but it's that their reproductive capability is already in the sediment. So you can kill the plant, but it's set to come back.
So when is the latest that it can be applied to not reach that point? And I know there's no magic number. Well, June 15th. I mean, I know you can't do that.
It's largely based on
season, temperature. Okay.
Those kind of things that I don't have the specifics on.
I think those plants have already started to grow pretty rapidly. They can grow up to 4 inches a day right now in their growing season, so they're starting to take over really well. They're starting to produce their, they call them turions, that provide the seeds like he's talking about to reproduce. Those are starting to stick up above the water column now, so really sooner is better. I think the later we wait, last year they applied in August. It killed some plants, but, you know, like Andy was saying, they did not. Those plants had already produced their seed source, you know, and like I said, set up growth for next year. So And now is the time. I believe the tentative schedule for Midwest Lake to come down was June 2nd, is when Empire was going to have them down to spray there. And then they were just going to come to Rockaway and spray at the same time. I don't know.
Would it be safe to assume that that's why that June 2nd date's chosen?
Yeah, absolutely. And based on what they learned last year and what we know about the plant, that's why they wanted to come down earlier this year.
Well, if it would please the commission, I would request that we get a commitment to fund the gap contingent on legal review and satisfaction. And if we can't meet the timeline, then the partnership, upon board approval, would fund in the meantime, and we would just ask for reimbursement from the commission.
I'm waiting on an answer back from the attorney about, can we even do it without going out for bid?
Okay.
I'd also like to give you guys, this is a letter from Mr. Harold Vandegrift with Empire District, in which he agreed, he didn't know this to me, in which he agreed that they would contract with Midwest to treat our area too.
How long does, so you said they're going to start June 2nd, and then after that do the treatment in their area? In the Rockaway Beach area, is that a day, 2 days, week later?
I'm sure they'll probably finish in about a day.
Okay. So they'll probably start in Rockaway Beach the 3rd?
The 2nd or 3rd, yeah. I'm not sure what the timeline is.
Okay. Do you, as you mentioned a while ago, do you have to, the lake level, does that make any difference as far as whether the weed is above the water, if you drop it, if it was more effective, or?
No, not really so much. I mean, they don't stick up out of the water so much. They just point their little flowers and seed beds mm-hmm. about. But for the most part, it's a submergent plant. Most of it's located under the water, and these chemicals are dispersed under the water to dissipate and kill them that way. One thing, for the record, we should point out, and Edie hinted to it earlier, is it's not eradication of this plant in the lake that is really a feasible option. It's management of this plant that we're faced with now. Curly leaf pondweed is an extremely invasive plant. It does so well in Lake Taneycomo because the water temperatures are so cool. In other lakes where it's found, it usually dies off or senesces in the summer, and it's not so much of a problem, but we stay really cold in Lake Taneycomo most of the year, and that's why it's such a problem. That combined with the extreme amounts of nutrients and sediment loads that the lake has being 100 years old. So this is something that we're going to have to do, or whoever is going to have to do, on an annual, probably maintenance basis. This isn't going to be one time we spray the weeds and get rid of them. But I do believe that she's talking about, it's really important to the Rockaway Beach community. It's important to the viability of all the dock owners around the lake, but something's going to have to be done. And start taking an active management approach, and all the literature that you read on these types of plants says that they do require active management because of the way they spread, how quickly they grow. So I just want to make you aware that this is something that is not going away, that it's something that's going to have to be a yearly maintenance thing, however we go about it down the road. We're just here as an advisory.
Right.
But knowing what we know about the plants, you know, we can help say this is what we suggest be done. But it's going to take money. There's a lot of private dock owners around the lake, I know, that have expressed their concern to us that they can't get their boats out of their docks. You know, so somewhere down the road, everyone, I think, needs to work together. We need to find a solution for everyone to be able to still use this lake that they love, you know, because it's getting to the point where you can't even boat.
And one of the reasons, one of the motivations for us getting involved is this to me is an opportunity to get a win for Rockaway, who has several champions on this effort, and due to some challenges and some other unforeseen obstacles, they've just fell short on, they've run out of time to raise the money, basically. They've had a commitment from the Community Foundation of the Ozarks, which they've missed the deadline, so I feel that the opportunity to provide a win and to demonstrate effectiveness of this process would set Rockaway up, if not the adjacent dock owners and unincorporated areas, the ability to see how effective it is and to garner more support and to develop a long-term plan to do the treatment and to partner with Empire, and to where at least for the economic impact of Rockaway, you know, it takes it out of their front yard, so to speak, and allows for some plans of, you know, water taxiways down and landing, some other things that quite frankly right now are not realistic. And so, you know, to me it's providing them with the ability to set themselves up for future success by getting this done this year and then working towards what we get to in the future.
Well, I don't think you're getting any objection from the commission as much as...
Sure.
Kind of goes back to... I got a phone call on Tuesday night, 4:50, 4:45-ish. Then we made sure that it got on the agenda. It has to be posted 24 hours, you know, ahead of time. So yesterday morning I noticed that it was put on the agenda for today. I mean, so we have to go through our timeline, our time frame, though. So we can't just say, oh, here's a check for $5,000. We have to do our due process. So I don't want there to be any miscommunication or misunderstanding that we're not in favor of helping in some way. We just have to make sure that we're good stewards of the taxpayers' dollars. So
I appreciate that.
I think our next step is probably just again, I know Frank is working on everything, but he's scheduled to go out of town this afternoon, I believe, until Memorial Day. So even for him he came up with this within the day's notice as well. So we're working towards it. We're not working against you by any means.
That's our main issue, is the time frame. And the comment you made a while ago is interesting. It's a new way to look at this. We're going to have some documentation drawn up for liability purposes. I don't know what you have. As you guys are here for advisors, but I don't know what Empire has for the company they're using. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they've got a long list of coverages that the liability from the company that they're using the chemical. And Empire we need to have something from Empire also, as I'm sure every person that's on that list needs something as a... the city of Rockaway would be the main person that would be of liability, but the county, would using county tax dollars, would lay in there somewhere. So we have to have we need those documents.
I'm sure we can get with a representative from Empire, and again, with a little bit of experience in that field, I would be quite sure that the transfer of risk mechanisms are in place between Empire and Midwest, and I would assume that they'd be willing to share those documents with the commission.
Yeah. The ball is rolling, so we just gotta.
Okay. Any other questions from us or anything else that we can help with to help that process? Just let me know.
We'll do it. Anything?
No, just very much appreciate you listening to us.
Gentlemen, thank you.
Thanks, gentlemen.
I wanted to ask a question. You said a while ago that there was a grant that got missed out on. Is that for...
The way I understand it, one of the other aldermen told me that they were in the process of acquiring a grant from the Community Foundation of the Ozarks, but it came up to a deadline, and that deadline was passed.
Okay, so in the future... there might be possibility of fundraising, and we've got a general estimated cost, $16,000. Is that what you...
Yeah, and from what I understand, it's around $650-ish per acre. With hopes in the future, if with treatment, that the size of that infestation will decrease from the 24 current acres.
Yeah.
And that's just
that's just lay observation, so I don't...
Well, another thing that can happen is that you get the biomass knocked back so you can look at using other formulations. I mean, we've done this in some of the work that we're doing where you take the top off and then that makes it so that you can drop pelleted form right down to the bottom. Right now, if you did that, it would just sit on top and wouldn't be...
Wouldn't actually get impacted. Too dense.
This is a tough plant. It's a curly leaf pond. It's a tough plant. It's built to spread, and there's active areas of research for these kinds of plants in the chemical field for the people that are developing herbicides. I mean, they're trying to come up with more effective solutions all the time. So this. Midwest will do the best with what they can with the available technology and available chemicals, but going forward, there might be a more effective chemical developed or protocol developed. So.
It's my understanding that the curly leaf pondweed is an invasive plant that was from Europe originally. So it's not native to this area, of course. So
right.
I guess that's why it spreads so easily.
That's definitely one of the reasons.
Danny, are you of European descent?
I don't know.
Did you cause this?
I may have caused it. I tell you what, the fact that we
skip
we
right
deal
over.
With this
you didn't even talk about it.
We deal with this in our in a regular agricultural communities where we have large ponds or small lakes, as you would consider it. And that's what it looks like down there, is where whenever that completely takes over, there's nothing out there to see but just weed cover. And I understand what you're talking about the tourism fact. Of people just driving through the area and saying, I wouldn't want to get out there in that type of situation. So we're total support of trying to do something. We've just got to get everything lined up in a straight line, and then we'll be there for the maybe to have one of the secretaries or something to call Ron and have his assessment on it also. And we'll move as quickly as we can.
Okay.
And that's
he
all
probably
I
doesn't want to be bothered in Alaska.
Yeah. But I don't...
catching fish or doing whatever he's doing.
Right.
Should I expect an email from Nikki maybe with what's...
Yeah.
The deliverables need to be as far as documentation and everything, or connect them with the person at Empire? Or?
If we can get a hold of Frank before he
yeah.
leaves for the afternoon, we'll get everything set up.
Right, great. Happy to do that.
Are you the contact person?
I will be.
Okay.
That way I can help best doing that.
Okay. So now you mentioned that you guys would put it in and we could reimburse you. How much are you guys going to put in irregardless?
Well, whatever the gap is.
Right now it's about $6,000.
Well, the gap outside of the five that we're asking
okay.
for.
Just asking.
It says that in this notation that we have from that list of statute that $5,000 is the amount that's.
That's what was originally asked for. That was
right.
That was the number I was given when I had the first phone call.
Right, and I was told we had 16. It was going to cost 21, but. Reality, it's we have
yeah.
10. It's going to cost 16. So,
basically,
yeah. So I think the 5,000 number just came from the information we had
right.
to get to.
That was the gap that was relayed
gotcha.
To us earlier this week.
Thank you, guys.
Where's this company from that is doing the spraying?
Polo, Missouri. Yeah, it's a private company out of Polo, Missouri. Midwest Lake Management.
Out of north.
Northeast Kansas City.
Right.
Anything else? Guys, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That concludes our agenda for the day. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.